non-governmental entities. Note that there are several additional sources of guidance and slash or requirements that may be required to follow by law that affect the healthcare facility environment. Accreditation agencies. A number of accreditation agencies have considerable effect on healthcare organizations, and the resulting certifications have implications for both marketing and reimbursement of funding if accreditation or deemed status is at stake and funding from governmental agencies is tied to an accreditation. Examples of accreditation agencies include, but are not limited to, the Joint Commission, the American Osteopathic Association, the College of American Pathologists, clinical practice guidelines. Efforts to contain costs have heightened consumer desire for information about healthcare quality and value. Purchasers of healthcare demand information about providers and the care delivered compared to accepted clinical practice guidelines and standards. Examples of organizations that publish clinical practice guidelines are the American College of Physicians, ACP, who published the ACP practice guidelines, the Society for Healthcare Epidemiology of America, SHE, and the Infectious Diseases Society of America, IDSA. Consumer resources. Consumer demand and purchaser pressure for accountability related to healthcare costs has led to increased frequency of public reporting of outcome measurements. In addition, many states have passed legislation making hospital performance and infection prevention outcomes data publicly available. Professional and trade organizations. Numerous healthcare professional and trade associations have influenced infection prevention and control programs with the development of guidelines and standards on various aspects of infection prevention practice. Although these groups are voluntary, they often become the standard of practice for governmental and accreditation bodies. Several organizations have also published journals dedicated to hospital epidemiology and infection prevention practice to provide a forum for the exchange of scientific and professional information. For example, APIC provides published guidelines and resources as well as online resources to use in inquiring about or researching existing standards and practices. APIC also maintains a practice guidance committee, whose members act as formal, active liaisons to multiple professional organizations with overlapping interests, leading to joint collaborations on common issues. As an example of how professional and trade organizations may interact with regulatory bodies, it is worth noting that APIC has played an important role in the enactment of regulations by United States federal agencies, including in several aspects of tuberculosis enforcement issues by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA. Advocacy such as this is just one of the ways in which organizations may work together to affect the healthcare environment. Manufacturers' recommendations for use. Manufacturers provide recommendations for the use of their products in most cases. Unless these recommendations conflict with laws, regulations, or professional medical guidance, they should be followed for the best results and/or longest use for the given product.